Now look at part 3. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a guide giving information to people who are going to watch a car race involving old cars.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this fantastic country park where we're pleased to hold our 5th annual classic car race. These classic cars are old and very beautiful, so we're giving you the chance to have a look at them before the race begins. Come down to the lake. They're parked beside it. If you're not sure where that is, go to the fountain and follow the signs. You can chat to the drivers as they sit in their cars and take photos. And why not enter our competition? Just answer the questions on the form you received when you entered the park and put it in the box. You never know, you might be the lucky person who gets the holiday. Last year's winner loved the computer that she won. If you're hungry before the race, there's a cafe which serves sandwiches, ice creams and some hot food. There's a special discount on burgers today. All food is freshly prepared. So, now to the race itself. It's 1 o'clock now, which means there's still another hour and a half until the cars set off. That's at 2:30. The fastest cars will take about 1 hour to complete the course, finishing at around 3:30. After the race has finished, if you need the train station, please avoid the south exit, as that's the one nearest to the car park, and we don't want too many people using each exit. Those travelling by train need the north exit. One last thing. We're sure you'll take some fantastic photos today, and we'd love to see them. So please upload them to our website. The website has the name of the village near to this park, www.chepsat.org. I'll spell Chepsat for you. It's Chepsat. Thank you and enjoy the race.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this fantastic country park where we're pleased to hold our 5th annual classic car race. These classic cars are old and very beautiful, so we're giving you the chance to have a look at them before the race begins. Come down to the lake. They're parked beside it. If you're not sure where that is, go to the fountain and follow the signs. You can chat to the drivers as they sit in their cars and take photos. And why not enter our competition? Just answer the questions on the form you received when you entered the park and put it in the box. You never know, you might be the lucky person who gets the holiday. Last year's winner loved the computer that she won. If you're hungry before the race, there's a cafe which serves sandwiches, ice creams and some hot food. There's a special discount on burgers today. All food is freshly prepared. So, now to the race itself. It's 1 o'clock now, which means there's still another hour and a half until the cars set off. That's at 2:30. The fastest cars will take about 1 hour to complete the course, finishing at around 3:30. After the race has finished, if you need the train station, please avoid the south exit, as that's the one nearest to the car park, and we don't want too many people using each exit. Those travelling by train need the north exit. One last thing. We're sure you'll take some fantastic photos today, and we'd love to see them. So please upload them to our website. The website has the name of the village near to this park, www.chepsat.org. I'll spell Chepsat for you. It's CHEPPSAT. Thank you, and enjoy the race.
That is the end of part 3.